It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Everyone, hello and welcome to the Pete George Experience. If you don't know, and seems a little bit strange, I'm Pete George. But today's show is just a simple one. Got to go over a couple of topics. One of them is that a few of you would have known that I've gone to school and there's a little bit of a change on that. So, yeah, that's it. If you want to, make sure you subscribe if you're on YouTube or anywhere else. Make sure that you subscribe there as well. So I've called this realization because that's what it was. I am a big fan of Peter Voog, 6 months to Six Figures. And one of the things that sticks to mind always on that is that if you are the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. And with school, I just felt that. And the other thing was that if you don't know, I suffer from depression and anxiety, and the anxiety got too much and things like that. But it was mainly sitting down with the student coordinator yesterday, and we worked through and we came to the conclusion that school wasn't necessarily right for me at this stage. Could be down the track and it could be doing something totally different to the diploma of screen and media. Sorry about my eyes, folks, they're playing up, but I'll keep soldiering on. So what does this mean? I've withdrawn from the course. Doesn't mean I got to stop writing. I thoroughly enjoyed that. And it was one of the parts of the course that was challenging for me. The filming and directing and all of that wasn't. I've been doing that for years as a photographer, so I decided to pull out yesterday. And excuse me a sec, allergies and all that. Bear with me. Sorry, I might have to do this a few times. I'm having a bit of trouble today, but I thought, do this live, get things happening again. I know I've been missing for a month, but I was trying to get this month out of the way. The first week of school, second week of school, third week of school, and the fourth week of school were a little bit disappointing in the sense that I just felt that one of the teachers didn't do so well at teaching. Maybe new to it or whatever, but didn't know enough about equipment, didn't know enough about a lot of things. But his knowledge on what he did know was excellent, so you can't deny a person of that. But that was that. I've started writing a script, and it's going to be called Something Has to Change. I'm up to around about page 5 of 10. It's going to be a 10-minute short film. And hopefully when I withdrew from the course, I contacted the teachers by email and one of them said to stay in contact. So hopefully, Adam, you still be able to guide me down the right path on the script. So that'll be good because he's quite a good script writer, won awards. He's been in movie and TV and comedy for a long time. So so what came about was talking with Janice at school. The teacher, she explained to me about a thing called Erikson's psychosocial theory. It's just a theory that was done many, many years ago. Hang on, I'll just there we go. Over here, let me see if I can pull it up. So see if I can do this. Can I do that? There we go. So what it actually is, it's just the stages of life and how we get through things. It's quite accurate. So I'm in around here, stage seven, where I'm at that point where I've done a lot, lived a lot, and now I wish to give back. And I'll do that through here, through doing interviews, talking to local businesses and everything like that. But I'll also be doing it through the Men's Shed. If you're not familiar with the Men's Shed, it's where a group of guys and ladies get together and we build things for the community and chew the fat a little bit, and it's just an outlet anywhere up to four times a week for the men, two times a week for the ladies. So, yeah, hopefully we'll be getting involved with that. So I'll hopefully head down there tomorrow to find out a little bit more. So, yeah, the schooling, it was quite interesting talking to Janice as well. That, and we both discussed it, and I truly believe it. We've got to this stage here in Australia where we're like the US, where we rely too much on a piece of paper and not on the experiences that people have, and that's what I'm going to share here. So if you're a business owner or think you would like to pop onto the podcast, it can be done remotely. Doesn't have to be done live like I'm doing now, but if you want your story out there, I'm more than happy to sit down and talk through it. It's a bit like when I sit down with Don. If you haven't watched that, feel free to watch it. Interview with Don LaChance, my mate over in Canada, who also helped me get through yesterday where I was really, really struggling with doubting myself, where I didn't have to. So if you've been on my Facebook page and you would have seen me put out a post, what did I carry on about? Let me pull it up. And it was about that, you know, I've been out of society for 6 years with mental health issues and getting back into it, and you lose a few of those social skills. And everybody that commented and said, keep going, keep going, keep going. I did feel that. Bear with me again. And, you know, I thought to myself, oh, I'm a quitter, I'm a quitter, I'm a quitter. But no, I'm not. When you realise you've gone down a wrong path, that's fine. Just go and find the new path. I think I made a comment a while ago where I said, how do you find your lane? And I think yesterday I discovered it. So, yeah, I've got to be doing the Men's Shed and I'll be doing this show. So I'll just be jumping on here weekly. One of the things I'd like to do is come onto the lives, hopefully build up an audience where you feel comfortable enough to come in and ask questions. So you can ask questions on the live. If I can't answer them, I'll answer them for you on the next one. Or if you feel like you just want to jump on, if I know you, you can jump onto the live stream. I can hook you in quickly and easily. So there's all of that. And I'll just read you the part of the Erikson's law thing that I'm at, so that you get a gist of where I got to come from here on in. So to, you know, the Anthony Brofe and all of those sort of guys that made the comment, I'm mentally fine, Anxiety gets the better of me still. If someone wants to come on and talk about anxiety and how to get over it, feel free to jump on. But here it is. Number seven is generative versus stagnation. So you become more caring. And what it means is when people reach their 40s, they enter the time known as middle adulthood, which extends to the mid-60s. The social task of middle adulthood is generative versus stagnation. Generative involves finding your life's work and contributing to the development of others through activities such as volunteering, which I'll be doing at the Men's Shed, mentoring, and also raising children, but no children in this family. So during this stage, middle-aged adults begin contributing to the next generation, often through caring for others. They also engage in meaningful and productive work, which contributes positively to society. Those who do not master this, you become stagnant. It means that you just don't want to learn, don't want to develop. You're in a place where you think this is all you cards that you've been dealt. Now, two things on that. If you follow Gary Vaynerchuk, he put out a good video. I think it was only a short, but it was a good one. It was about if you're in your 50s, just remember you got 30 good years to give to people. And everybody says, oh, but I want to retire and everything like that. Go and enjoy yourself, but give back, and that's what I got to do through conversation. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.